Texas's highest criminal court has postponed the execution of a convicted murderer who contends that new DNA testing could show he's innocent. Charles Collins has this report.
On Wednesday, 49-year-old Hank Skinner was scheduled to be executed in Texas for the 1993 murder of his girlfriend and her two sons, but he has just been given more time. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals on Monday put off the execution because it's examining how changes in the state law covering DNA testing requests affects cases like his. The law was passed earlier this year by the Texas State Legislature to improve a defendant's access to forensic examinations on evidence that has never been tested or tested with the latest technology. Skinner spoke to reporters from Death Row.
All the district attorney's got to do is turn over the evidence and test it and let the chips fall where they may. If I'm innocent, I go home. If I'm guilty, I die. What's so hard about that?
A group of current and former elected officials, prosecutors, and judges wrote a letter last month urging a delay so the evidence could be tested. The case has also received international attention since Skinner is now married to a French anti-death penalty activist. The French government expressed concern about the planned execution on Friday and asked the government of Texas to put it off. I'm Charles Collins.